Welcome to another All-American Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm the Reverend Mark Time, kind of getting over a party. We'll be talking about that party a little bit later. It was a wild hippie party last night in town, yeah. What a bunch of hippies. Anyways, I'm going to just dabble in some Americana today, kind of just play a few songs about America. I'm not going to beat it into the ground like I have on previous years. I'm mostly going to just do a flight of fancy this morning for you. And, there's been so much crazy news lately. I mean, you know, who would have thunk that Sarah Palin was dropping out? Or, you know, just this, all this stuff going on. It's really incredible. And, you know, life goes on. What are you going to do? Anyways, what do I have to talk about today? We're going to be talking about some more celebrity deaths. Yes, they're dropping like flies, folks. All these people that you knew from your childhood and your youth, they're just all dying. Well, you know, I don't know. I think it depends on the generation. I'm rambling. I'm out of here. I'm going to just play some music. I will shut up. I will shut up.
Come on, people, don't you look so down. how to find yourself. La America.
Ship turn position in the open sea. We're about 10 miles away. I
five,
the target.
Four,
three, two, one.
Everywhere.
Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they come to share. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America. They come into America today. 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 My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of the I sing, of the I sing.
America enters the atomic age. The Second World War was over, but another conflict had begun, a war of nerves among nations. It was dubbed the Cold War. Chief antagonists were the United States and the Soviet Union, each armed with atomic weapons and each mired in mutual distrust. Peace existed solely in a balance of terror. The increasing tension became the news of the day.
While the London Foreign Minister's Conference was a failure, Molotov pointed out that the Allies had differences during the war and always found the right solution in the end. This was the most hopeful note he struck.
Twelve men, strong and true. Twelve men fight for you. On their heads a beret of green. Twelve men, invincible, the A-team. Twelve men heard the call, ready to give their all. They bring hope where they are seen.
Twelve men, invincible, the A-team. From Asia's tropical jungle rains, all the way to Africa's burning plains. Wherever there's trouble,
night or day, though the men of the Green Beret, to fan the fire of freedom's dream.
12 men, invincible, the A-team. 12 men, invincible, the A-team. At
4:00 in the morning on Sunday, June 25th, Korean time, armed forces from North Korea commenced an unprovoked assault against the territory of the Republic of Korea. A full-scale attack is now going forward in Korea. It is an invasion upon a state which the United Nations itself, by action of its General Assembly,
Talking about me leaving America, you got to be crazy. Man, I like all the nice things, Jack. Continental suits and things. Look here. Now, I'm sorry for the man who don't love this land. Now, black and white, they may fight. But if the enemy come, we'll get together and run them out of sight. Now, look here. The sun don't come out in rainy weather. But when you boil it down, they are still together. Now, let's not overlook the fact that we're still in reach. You got a chance to make it, and you got a freedom of speech. Say what you wanna, tell them how you feel. There may be a lot of places that you'd like to go. But believe me, if you get an education, you can blow. You can hardly blow. Now dig this. Now you tell me if I'm wrong. America is still the best country, and that's without a doubt. America is still the best country without a doubt. And if anybody says it ain't, you just try to put them out. They ain't going nowhere. You got a good fight. When I told you one time that I was a shoeshine boy, every word I said, I meant. But name me any other country, you can start as a shoeshine boy and shake hands with the president. It ain't gonna happen. You got to have that royal blood to make it. And I ain't got nothing royal but me. So, I can't take the chances. I'm gonna stay home. Now look at him. I got a brand new jet. When I need to move. A soul brother made it. Now ain't that a groove? So look at him. Brothers and sisters and friends, dig this. So quit your dreaming all night. Stop beating yourself and get up and fight. Don't give out. You might give up, but don't give out. If you give out, don't give up. Just don't quit going. I mean, like, keep it moving, you know. Because if you stop, like, the ball quit rolling. Now, we got tours that carry us from Florida to Rome. But you know, it's one thing we'll never forget. America's still our home. Get it, man! God bless America. I was talking about me, too, you know. I'm American myself.
Steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put that in.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a smokey in America.
Okay.
Credit is so nice.
One look at us may charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
Squirrels in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get the cherries
apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
Baby, I gotta talk to you.
Maury.
Honey, look, this is serious. You've gotta go out there and give yourself to those men.
I can't face those boys. Not now. Not yet.
Tomorrow ain't coming for a lot of those boys, Lorleen.
But, Maury, they're all wearing Bill's face.
Honey, we've all got up. Would you put that stuff down,
Maury,
please? What would Bill think? Excuse me, look, if it wasn't for those millions of boogies out there, the president of these United States would be named Schickelgruber. Baby, excuse me for saying it, but ever since Anzio, you've been acting like a spoiled... I'll get it.
Yes. Telegram for you, Miss D'Angelo.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. This is for you, ma'am.
Thank you, son. Just a minute. Boy, come here.
Yes?
Where are you from?
Nairobi, ma'am. Isn't everybody?
This is for you.
Thank you, ma'am. Just want you to know all the boys we be waiting for you out there. God bless you, Miss Lorleen.
Let me see that telegram, will you? Honey, that's from Washington, D.C.
Oh, Maury, my mascara is running. You read it for me.
All right. Sit down, Lorleen. This may be rough. Honey?
Yes.
The President of the United States is named Schickelgruber.
I'm going out there, Maury. Help me into this parachute.
No, honey. You can't go out there. It's too late.
Sit me up. It's never too late, Maury. I'm going out there because I'm bringing the war back home.
All right, boys. All right, quiet down now. Here she is, that lovely piece of cake we've all been waiting for. Miss Lily Lamont.
We're having the war back home. Where it ought to have been before. We'll kill on the knees and spite of it lies. And we won't pay in ice boxes lying on their lives. And if we're a girl before, march, 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 set the march till we never do march no more. All together now, boys, we're bringing the war back home. We're bringing it home. We're bringing out a girl on the corner. We'll be swiped with a finger, with a finger.
I'd like to express our appreciation to the United States Marines, the British Commonwealth Occupation Forces, the French Legume, and the Hong Kong Fireworks Company, without whom all of this would not have been necessary.
Conflict when you're as soon as the shire out of the Oh, wait, that was a pretty stupid set, wasn't it? It was all about America. Yeah. That was The Clash, Rock the Casbah. Before that, Fire Sign Theater were bringing the war back home. West Side Story, America, James Brown, America is my home. Sergeant Barry Sadler with the follow-up to Ballad of the Green Berets called The A-Team. A Cold War montage from a record, The History of the United States, including an atomic bomb countdown. Neil Diamond, America, and The Doors, La America. We're listening to Teddy Wilson doing I Got Rhythm. I love this. This is from the montage soundtrack. You are listening to KWVA. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm the Reverend Mark Time. And a couple of fun 4th of July facts for ya, with ya. It, by the way, if you're experiencing a loss in signal, we're working on the problem. It will be fixed early next week. Okay, so when was the real Independence Day? It was July 2nd. It wasn't July 4th. You know, it was the vote was made on July 2nd. That's when we declared independence, but it took 2 days for it to get written up and everything else. Who wrote the original Declaration of Independence? Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson. So, George Washington didn't sign it because he was in New York commanding the troops already. And the first person to sign it was John Hancock. He signed it so big that, well, everybody would have to sign his name around it. Boy, what an egomaniac. Of course, you know that France supplied 90% of the gunpowder that the Patriots used in the Revolutionary War, yeah. Okay, enough about America. I want to tell you about this party I went to last night. Woo! Man, I mean, Eugene is kind of a hippie haven, but this guy, Sean Goblinko, has the hippiest party, and it's kind of like, oh, it's kind of like this. This describes the party I was at last night.
Franco's having a party at his pad on August Alley with genuine imported beatniks from Los Angeles and everything. Bring your own refreshments, as long as they wear leotards. It should be a gas. Get there early, though. Cranko knows everybody, including Frida, who strips at the drop of a penny, and Raffia the poet, who was not only an angry young man, but a dirty old man as well. I like Cranko. He has wheels. He once told the proprietor of the Renaissance he was Woody Guthrie, had him selling tickets for a folk song concert. Oh, and another time he sold tickets for a reincarnation party for James Dean and Dylan Thomas. The cat's not commercial or anything. It's just that even that hole he lives in costs money. Anyway, he's having a party and you're invited. If you got any lead belly or bird records, you don't have to bring any wine. Good evening. I like the way you wear your dress. Good evening. I like the way you smile. Good evening. I like your glassy look. Where's the wine? Where's the tea? Where are the earth people? Good evening. No, I've been away. San Quentin, class of 59. Good evening. And what do you carry in your basket? It's a crazy arrangement. His wife gets a house and car. He gets visiting hours with a chauffeur each week. No alimony, but a big fight over who gets custody of the poodles. Someone on the Chronicle said Robinson Jeffers is a beat. Are you ready? She teaches school, and you should see the kids she keeps after class. I think she goes for 16-year-olds because they never talk. Can you imagine one of them telling his old man how he passed algebra? No, baby. When I say tea, I mean orange pecan and pecan. But I tell you what, if you got any of those Mexican mushrooms, that's a kick I haven't tried. Baby, I don't turn on for anybody, not even you. But I'll tell you something. If you come home with me, you won't have to turn on. Oh, and wear the red dress. Nothing. I just dig the way it rides on you. Hello, Big John. Where's the mouse? You're kidding. Well, the last time she had him so bad, they had to cut a fire trap through her blonde hair. Does she still mix kerosene with her peroxide? Steer clear of that chick. She's writing an expose called Beat Time USA, and she plans to sell it to MCA for a TV spectacular. They're already talking about June Allison and Charlton Heston starring in it, with Eric Nord doing the narration. You know, when the last article has been written, the last movie made, and the final rock and roll hit turned out about the Beat Generation, will they finally let us out of the cage? Elsa says to really get to know someone, you have to hold their head while they vomit. And Elsa said, when I told her I liked Edith Sitwell's facade, which one did she show you, my dear? No, I will not sign your petition. The last time I signed one of those things, I had the federal dick snooping around my pad for months. Go see Cranko. His paintings are on exhibit at the Spaghetti Factory, along with finger paintings by kindergarten students for a new edition of Leaves of Grass. Hey, let's do something bizarre, like walk into Vesuvio's in our underwear smoking black cigarettes. Crazy. And we'll throw pennies at the tourists. I'd like to meet the rich lady with the wart. She looks like she could use a friend. So could I. I'm a tourist, too. What do you say for kicks we hop in your Volkswagen and tear off for Watsonville? I mean, can you imagine a more out place for two in people? I got eyes for a little fresh air anyway. Like, it's bar talk time, and this party's had it.
Sundown shining in him. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
In July 22nd, you were born under the sign of Cancer. Cancer people are very interesting. They never forget. They collect and hold on to anything that is part of the past. They'd rather be home than anywhere else, and yet they travel with ease. They love to be near the water. They prefer night to day, and they love to eat. They fear ridicule and despise criticism. but often their rarely understood indirect approach to life brings just that. Then, when their overly sensitive feelings are hurt, they retreat into their shell. Cancer, you are a dreamer and a lover and a moody one. Your planetary ruler, the moon, is responsible for your ever-changing moods. And so for this reason, astrologers refer to those born of your sign as moon children. As a child of the moon, you're extremely sensitive, emotional, creative, warm-hearted, and generous. If you are a true child of the moon, life for you is very dull without love, for you have the most romantic, compassionate approach to life in the zodiac. In romance, you're tender and affectionate, refined and reserved. Love to you is something to be handled seriously. You're extremely sentimental, so it's very easy for you to be in love with love. But once you're truly in love, you're capable of loving deeply. You're one of the few people capable of loving on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. Sometimes you can be blinded by love, idolizing someone so completely that you lose sight of reality. You also can be so devoted to your loved one that your deep-seated feeling of insecurity may start you wondering if your loyalty and devotion is being returned. If this happens, it's probably just your creative imagination working overtime. Try to be realistic then and avoid unreasonable jealousy, as it has a great tendency to upset your normal peace-loving composure. The height and depth of emotional extremes that you experience are known only to you. This, coupled with too much adaptability to people and places, will often sap your limited energies. Your most lasting friendships in life will probably be with those who share your warm, sensitive approach to life. Leo, Virgo, Scorpio, Pisces, Taurus, and Gemini. Your relationships with Sagittarius, Aquarius, and others of your sign will be neutral. Librans may strike you as too indecisive, Aries too direct, or Capricorn too practical. However, all who know you will say that yours is truly the open heart, but very few, if any, ever understand the activity of your mind. Your deeper emotions are kept to yourself and those close to you, and you rarely, if ever, offend anyone by coming on too strong. No, quite the reverse is true. If you do leave a bad impression, it's usually because you hold back. This will often make others uneasy in your presence. But unless you do open up and give of yourself, others will question the sincerity of your motives. Imagine anyone ever being suspicious of you. You who, if anything, are too much of a softy to ever be aggressive in thought or action, even when you should be. Come on, Cancer. Open up. Learn to be more expressive. Once you do, the respect and admiration you desire and deserve will be yours.
Find me, oh, somewhere. like a lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't I ooh, 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 yeah.
Ah, yes, you are listening to the wonderful sounds of the 101 Strings Play the Blues, one of my favorite albums, a tribute to W.C. Handy. This is something called Blues Pizzicato. Nice stuff. You may remember a few years back my 101 Strings 1 hour, one band special. I still contend that 101 Strings were the most popular musical act in the world. Before this, we heard a guy named Israel, I'm going to mess this one up, Israel Kamakayo. You guys from Hawaii know who this guy is. This is a 700-pound man who died a few years back just from being too obese, but he was the most incredible ukulele player that Hawaii had, and doing Over the Rainbow. Before that, you heard your horoscope read by Roger Christian, the guy that wrote all those car songs with Brian Wilson. And that is Discover Yourself Through Astrology, Cancer. If you're a Cancer, you might be able to relate to that. And Kenny Rogers in the first edition just dropped in to see what my condition was in. Started out with Rod McEwen, Cranko's Hippie Party. Yeah, that was about that party I went to last night over at Sean's house. Woo-wee! Thing about Eugene is it's kind of like Berkeley North. You know, you go to Sean Goblinko's house and you meet all kinds of hippies, you know. Anyways, this is the Reverend Mark time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. And we're just kind of like flight of fancy. Coming up in the second hour, we have a tribute to Drake Levin from Paul Revere and the Raiders, as well as a tribute to Gail Storm. Enjoy.
Yeah.
vibe.
Ooh. Yeah. She let her hair down, big brown sash, cause she's lost out of big city, out of grip of minds on a trip. Day by day, the sunshine soaking in a warm bath of sunlight. I can see her lying back in a satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, sundown,
fast in the faded jeans. Now she's a hard-loving woman, gotta know what I mean. She steps up in the spot, she made the spot hot. Give me the wing, give me the wing, yeah!
Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. And sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping down my back stairs. And sundown,
me a tip, I got me full cast pay. You were holding the greyhound in track number one. Your white coat was shining in the afternoon sun. Now we're both together. We're never gonna break apart, no, no. Cause we're a happy couple, you and me. We're the greyhound at either knee.
All that tension is to win. I'm coming here with Flash, young man.
What dog's that?
It's a Duke's dog, isn't it?
There was nothing in my life bigger than fear. There was nothing in my life bigger than fear. Except in you, little darling. Except in you.
Saturday nights, we put all our money on a dog that we like. A kiss and a cuddle, an off-leash high. $2 tickets and a starry sky.
Put 25 nicker, please, on Gala printer. Oh, if the wife didn't find out. Yes, it's short of weed, isn't it? Yes, I know. It's a good dog. I saw it run at White City just last week. Broke the record. Gala printer. Nice dog. It's lovely form. Lovely buttocks.
guess what you have to do now, boys and girls?
Time to turn over the record. Time to turn over the record.